Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Tonight, she's a historian and a happy conservative warrior, Monica Crowley, war correspondent Rick Leventhal, Christina Bob Esquire, funny lady Maureen Langan, and CCM hip-hop artist Corin Wells. And now, from Times Square, the place where no one ever sleeps, because those flashing screens are too dang bright, here's that Kevin!
There's no one can sleep there. You notice nobody ever says, hey, come see me in my fifth floor walk-up in Times Square. Not in the square itself. Way too bright. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on a Saturday night. A Saturday night that could have been much, much worse if we had seen what I was afraid we would see last night on a day that I think I have to officially dub the day of the hidden footage. Because not only did we have the body cam footage in Memphis, Tennessee come out, we had a couple of other strange hidden footages come out as well. We get to that. I want to start with Memphis, though, because it is on everybody's mind. And I want to say thank you to the law enforcement officers in cities from Memphis to New York, because last night it was obvious that they kept the peace, and people who had very strong feelings about what looks like a heinous series of crimes, not one, but seven, committed by maybe as many as five police officers, maybe more than that, actually. I'll tell you about that in a second. Was kept under control. Yeah, New York police had one car that got damaged, but there was literally no violence in Memphis where the activities took place. There was literally no violence in Atlanta where Tyree Nichols was originally from. That's a win. That's good. This was an honorable night, though it be a painful one for America last night. Lots of people weighed in on what they thought. Tyree's brother says he hopes all the cops die. LeBron James just tweeted the word factual. I don't know what he meant by that. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, said charges aren't justice, changes. Well, I don't know about that. If you have future cops less inclined to do what these five did because these five get charged and they serve their punishment, I think charges are the beginning of justice, AOC. Nancy Pelosi, always profound with the justice must be done. No duh. And, you know, hopefully we're on our way to seeing that right there. One of the more interesting responses came from New York Mayor's Eric Adams last night, who you may know is a former officer himself, who said very plainly, these five men in blue betrayed the rest of us that ever put the uniform on. The mayor's got a point. And a good one. This little interesting tidbit came out. One of the sheriffs of the county where these crimes took place, in watching the video yesterday for the very first time, realized that he spotted a couple of his deputies from the sheriff's office that arrived on the scene, and evidently he's now opened investigation into why they didn't do more at the time to apply care for Tyree Nichols. So even more justice is coming out, because it might have been that these two might have skated if nobody had seen the body cam footage. Hey, how thankful should we be for body cams now? We're getting to the bottom of some of these things that used to have just conjecture about them before. That's a good thing. That's a great thing. And finally, Bill Maher had, I think, one of the most insightful responses, because he said very plainly that America's culture of violence goes deeper than race. And friends, I can't express that strongly enough. I think that that is exactly the issue here. And what we're coming to grapple with is the effect of what's called sin in people's lives. These were sinful actions, evil, heinous, and they're going to be dealt with. That's what the law is there for, by the way, to stop bad things from happening in the future by punishing those who do them now. So as a nation, we can collectively sigh a little bit tonight that we didn't burn ourselves to the ground. Tyre Nichols' mom asked that that be the case, and I'm glad that we honored that in every sort of the way. But there was other hidden footage that came out yesterday. Did you see the Paul Pelosi footage? It's normal to have a drink in one hand, come to the door in your underwear, and be jointly holding a hammer with someone who wanted to see you. Very disturbing, very weird. Still getting to the bottom of that. And then I don't know if you saw this, but Project Veritas over the last couple of days exposed that Pfizer, at least according to one person speaking anonymously on hidden camera, said that they're working on gain-of-function research to get a head start on the future COVID viruses and the vaccines that they need for them. Well, it didn't go so well when that same person that was taped on hidden video got confronted later. Take a listen.
Hey, is this seat taken? You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses?
Is this real life? I'm literally a liar. I was trying to impress a person on a date.
What's
by lying. This is
please,
absurd.
Please don't touch me.
Well, this is not, by the way,
why
don't,
are you doing
don't
this?
Tell anybody.
No, I was just working at a company to literally help the public. You f*** off. You really did. Please bring the fuck.
If he was trying to impress a date, I hate to tell him, but I don't think there's any chance. I think he pretty much used up all his chances there. I thought it was particularly effective when he tried to take the clipboard out of James O'Keefe's hand. Yeah. See, here's the problem, friends, and this applies to all three stories. Oftentimes, when we don't think the rest of the world is watching, we will be mean to others, we will engage in questionable activity, or we will lie to impress someone, maybe in exchange for sexual favors or affection or just to vent something that we are very frustrated about. But it's interesting what the scriptures say about all this. There's this concept in the Bible that says, your sins will find you out. In other words, what's done in secret many times, and there's fewer and fewer secrets with more and more cameras, but oftentimes those will come to light. And when they do, it's kind of our own doing. The five police officers in Memphis, Tennessee, the secret goings-ons of Paul Pelosi and his hammer-wielding friend, even the researcher at Pfizer who thought he would never be exposed for what they were doing, and maybe the Pfizer company didn't either. By the way, Veritas put on their social media after that all happened. They said that on YouTube, the video got 800,000 views, and YouTube took it down. I wonder why. Did Mr. Pfizer, someone in Mr. Pfizer's office, call over and say, hey, can you take that down for us? But on Twitter, it had eclipsed more than 20 million views. And yes, none of the legacy media covered it, except Tucker Carlson, who still tells the truth on kind of fearlessly on a regular basis. But this is the concept. This is the important understanding of all of these stories. That what we do, a lot of times, thinking no one will ever find out about it, is really still shaping the character of who we are. And in the process of that, things come out that we don't always want to have come out. It's true. Paul Pelosi knows it. The family of Tyree Nichols knows it big time. And now so does the dude trying to get a date by spilling the Pfizer secrets. All right, we've got a huge show straight ahead for you. Coming up next, he has covered nearly every major war and major disaster and major tragedy in the modern era. Rick Leventhal with a recounting of some of his harrowing adventures. And a little bit later on, she's the happiest conservative warrior I know, Dr. Monica Crowley in the house, along with funny lady Maureen Langan, Christina Bob Esquire, and Corin Wells in the Music Spotlight. It's a huge show, and it's live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
I'm not sorry at all that we have the kickin'est theme song on That Kevin Show that has come out in a really long time. And I know that the Grammys are just around the corner. They don't have a category for top TV show theme songs for the year. But if they did, I think ours should go in there. Thank you, Dream and Color Orchestra. Dick Tunney on the Rhodes and the B3, and Tony Mora on the drums, and Sam Levine on the sax, and David Cleveland on the guitar and bass. It's just great stuff, and just one of the reasons why I love doing this show. Hey, we've got a very interesting set of guests tonight. I want to go back through the guest list, because Rick Leventhal is going to be here in just a matter of minutes, and we're going to talk about his very exciting career in the whole world of war correspondence. But in the next hour, Monica Crowley, one of my favorite people on planet Earth, because she has done so much. She served two living presidents. Well, they were living at the time. One of them is no longer with us, Mr. Nixon, but she was his historian for his final few years on this planet, and she's got some really great stuff to tell. So looking forward to that. And last minute addition to the show, the attorney for Donald J. Trump for president for 24, the DJT for Prez 24 team, the attorney for that group handling election integrity, Christina Bobb, is going to be with us, which is the first time that we've had her on the show, and looking forward to what she has to say, especially in light of what a dramatically bad offering the midterms demonstrated for us this year here in the midterm cycle. All right, my next guest has spent much of his life in some of the most dangerous places on planet Earth, and he liked it. This is one of those things that only happens in the type of people that do the type of work that he did for so many years. Because now he's a soft couch potato doing podcasts all day. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome investigative reporter and man on the scene of many news events, Rick Leventhal. Hey, man, how are you? Good to see you.
That was quite an introduction, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Well, I've known you a little while. Not, I wouldn't say we're super close, but we've run into each other in the halls at Fox News and other places for a long time. And
yeah.
You've lived one of the most exciting lives as a reporter that a reporter can live. And I mean everything from 9/11 and that classic footage that they replay every year of you being caked in soot and walking through there and doing all that reporting to war zones and natural disasters and everything else. I mean, that's a really wild life.
Yeah, I feel blessed to have had the opportunities that I've had, and charmed that I wasn't badly hurt or injured during most of my travels, and just grateful. Just really grateful for the experiences and for the relationships that I developed, and you know, meeting people like you over the years has been a really, really great, wonderful experience. And I guess you could say I'm a couch potato now, but you know,
that's a little tongue in cheek. I know you're never going to be one of those.
I did pay my dues, you know.
That's it. And live to tell about it. That's the incredible part. Sounds like there was a right timing to all the decisions that you made at that time. By the way, Rick's amazing career has been cataloged in his new book, Chasing Catastrophe. I anticipate that this is going to be a bestseller, and you've got to get your own copy. There it is. I'll never forget when they outed Jason Blair at the New York Times for having filed his reports from Iraq from his Midtown six-floor walk-up.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, wow, that is not the way Leventhal would ever have gone about it at all. And talk to us a little bit about what the hardest part of it was for you. Which ones were the most significant, most memorable, and why?
Well, 9/11 is the first chapter in my book. And, you know, it obviously is a huge part of my life. It was a huge part of my career. Being a New Yorker, at least living here for years when it happened, it hit home. I mean, this was my home. I'm in New York City now. I've moved to California, but 9/11 was, just the most devastating and shocking and heartbreaking and challenging assignment I ever had. I believe, the first guy to go live from the scene, at least nationally, because one of our engineers, Pat Butler, had managed to park a satellite truck just a few blocks north of Ground Zero, and I was able to find the truck, and he plugged in a camera and a microphone probably 30 seconds before the first tower fell. Wow. And that was the tower coming to the ground. And we ran and hid in the satellite truck, which went, there's a window, but everything went black because we were enveloped in that cloud of debris. And those 4 or 5 minutes were recorded on tape. And I have that tape, Kevin. There's a lot of stuff that people probably were wondering about that they'll learn about.
So let me ask you how those two chapters connected for Rick Leventhal personally. Did experiencing 9/11 as close to the action as you did, and obviously being amidst the major part of the story, which was because we hadn't lost that many people until the towers fell, and that's where most of the calamity and fatalities occurred.
Yeah.
Did that change or deepen or in some way tweak your commitment in then becoming a wartime correspondent to do something, to do the job even more intensely? Was there something about it that it felt like this is what I'm doing as my part of the response?
It absolutely motivated me and drove me. At first it was shock and confusion and horror and sadness, and then it turned into just anger.
Yeah.
And a drive for retribution. And I'm not a service member. I never have been one, but I had spent time with Marines in, Albania, in Macedonia and in Albania during the war in Kosovo. And, you know, I always thought it was the pinnacle of reporting was to be a combat journalist, a war correspondent. So when they started soliciting, they said that they were going to start an embed program in Afghanistan. That was the first place I went.
Right.
In December of 2001, right after 9/11, as soon as they said they were going to bring journalists into Afghanistan, I put my hand up. And I don't know, you remember John Moody, who was one of the big bosses at Fox at the time. I went to his office and said, I got to go. I need to be there. I want to cover this story. And so he agreed to let me go, and then the military chose me out of a pool of journalists as one of six, I believe, TV correspondents to go into Afghanistan. So no question, 9/11 drove me to do it, motivated me to do it. And then once I was in Afghanistan, I went back a couple times. And then the Iraq War, the build up to that, the Pentagon announced they were going to have a much bigger embed program. They invited 500 journalists.
Wow.
And of course, I went to Iraq because I had to go, and it had nothing to do with the politics of it. It just had to do with me wanting to cover the story.
Yeah, to be there.
Guys,
yeah. That's,
and women doing,
that's,
the,
that's how the pros, that's how the people that are really supposed to be journalists do it, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming right back. Rick Leventhal is my guest. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Fallout continues over disturbing video that shows the deadly beating of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police. The release of the videos on Friday prompted mostly peaceful protests, although police in New York City reported several arrests and pepper spray was used to control demonstrators in Los Angeles. A second day of protests were expected in Memphis. Again, federal, state, and local leaders were calling for calm. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is shooting down claims that Republicans will cut entitlements in their negotiations negotiations over raising the debt ceiling. In an interview Friday, McCarthy said Republicans won't touch Medicare or Social Security. In a potential preview of the 2024 Republican primary, former President Trump went after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. During a speech Saturday, according to CNN, Trump referred to DeSantis as, quote, trying to rewrite history about his COVID-19 response. Gary Barmash, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back from New York, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. Rick Leventhal, author of Chasing Catastrophe, is my guest. And we've just been kind of detailing some of the stories that are in the book. But get the book. The book is much more of a page-turner than we can cover in this short time together tonight.
It's number one in Afghanistan travel guide.
Yes, it is.
On Amazon.
And I was proudly the one to point that out to you a couple of weeks ago. And I was
I don't know
happy.
That was a category, but it is.
That's right. hey, speaking of that, there's a fun side to Rick Leventhal, and we talked about what you had been doing. Let's give a plug to everything that you are doing now. The Daily Smash is a daily podcast that you and your wife, Kelly Dodd, who was part of the Real Housewives franchise, this is something you guys are doing. Give us a little flavor of what's that like?
You know, she's so funny, and she's got such great personality, and I mean, she's beautiful. But she's also really an interesting person and has a lot of knowledge about a lot of stuff like I do. Like I know a little bit about a lot of things. She's right. The same way. And she actually knows a lot more about some things than I do. And I don't know. We just mesh really well. So we share videos and stories of our day-to-day life, which is, I think, pretty fun and interesting to, you know, hopefully a lot of people. But, you know, we talk about life. We talk about stuff that's happening in the news. And we talk about stuff that's happening with us. And we occasionally have people on. We do interviews. We'll probably do more of those. And then we have a weekly show on Patreon.com, which is a subscription-based podcast. And, you know, it starts at $5 a month. And we have 74 shows already in the can. And they're all there for the subscribers. And there we can talk about stuff that we can't talk about on YouTube because, as I'm sure you're aware, there's censorship is alive and well, and there are limitations on what we're allowed to talk about publicly. It's the craziest thing. And so we can go on Patreon and say whatever we want.
That's right.
And we do. And we get to talk about the pandemic and the vaccines and all the stuff that if we talk about on YouTube, we get strikes.
Yeah.
Because it's either misinformation or it's, you know, a category of discussion that's not approved. You know, it's just, it's unbelievable.
We need Elon Musk to buy YouTube next.
Perhaps he will.
It'd be
anyway, we do up to 12 shows a week, and sometimes we do recaps of housewife shows too.
So okay.
Those have done very well because that's her audience. She loves
sure,
it.
So sure.
Here I am, the war correspondent, talking about what Vicky said to Tamara, and it's just like people are like, dude, you realize where you were and where you are now? And I was like, yeah, I know, but it's fun. I like doing it. It's a total departure.
Not quite the pressure of, you know, getting shot at or buildings falling down around you for sure.
No.
Hey, speaking of which, I just want to ask this as a longtime journalist that, you know, kind of shunned the anchor booth and always preferred the in-person assignment. What do you make of today's quality of journalism that we're getting from the current class that's out there? It seems to me, and maybe it's just because I'm getting older, I always think I'm listening to kids that don't seem to know as much about what they were talking about as the last group did. But maybe that's just my perception. What's yours?
Yeah, well, I think you're onto something. A big part of that is budget. You know, kids are less expensive than grown-ups like us. I know I was making a lot of money when my last contract ended, and I know that was part of the thinking. I believe that they didn't want to keep paying me. They could have hired five people for what they were paying me. And those five people would have done anything like I used to do. They would run out the door and cover anything and everything. And honestly, like I was kind of over the whole travel situation, leaving on a moment's notice. So you got these kids straight out of college who are getting hired for peanuts to do the work that we were doing. And obviously they don't have the experience. They don't have the gravitas. They don't have the background. They might have some book knowledge of certain topics, but you can't report knowledgeably about something if you haven't seen it before, if you haven't experienced it. You know, everybody needs to cover, you know, fires and shootings and robberies and traffic accidents and all that stuff, I think, first, before they get to the next level, because then they have that well to draw from.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it.
I was able to handle 9/11 because I'd been down that road, not that road, but enough roads to know how to behave and awful situations.
No, it's really it's obviously a piece of history that any of us who lived through it will never forget. And we are grateful that you were there to help us try to make sense of it in the early moments of when it was happening. Chasing Catastrophe is the name of the book, and I want you to get a copy. And then I want you to go watch The Daily Smash and The Rick and Kelly Show. Rick and Kelly on Patreon, The Daily Smash on YouTube. You can Google either of them. You'll find them pretty easily. Rick Leventhal, great to see you. Thanks for being here.
You too, Kevin. Thank you very much.
Kevin McCullough, lots more of that Kevin Show straight ahead, including Torrin Wells as tonight's musical artist. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Drive Bar Comedy Stage we go to this week, a TEDx speaker extraordinaire, funny woman, Maureen Langan.
Let me check you out. You are a good-looking, you're a good-looking group of people. You're good-looking. Overall, one or two, I was like, whoa. But overall, you know, that's all that matters in life, my friends. You have to be young, hot, rich, or famous. That is it. Now, I'm looking at you. What's your name, honey? Bambi? Barbie? Bubbles? Look at you. You're so cute and hopeful. Day's a present, you pop open, go look at my happy life, right? With Chad holding on to you for dear life. So cute. cute. I love it. No, I love it. Good for you. Happy. Yeah. I was raised by an Irish mother. My father is a New York City sanitation worker. My five siblings and I were told, you work hard. Get your education. Do the right thing. Life will reward you. Anybody else told work hard and life will reward you? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, a lot of trust fund babies over there. Work hard and life will reward you. That is a load of crap. Life is rewarding reality stars. That's just getting rewarded. What is this? The boo-boo mama? The mama June? Mama June, she was just caught with crack. I would have been a lot more shocked if she'd been caught with a book. Or a tooth, like a tooth. Maybe one tooth. A tooth, you know, a bit of dignity. Just a bit. The number one reality show in America continues to be Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Keeping up, not exceeding, not excelling, not surpassing, but keeping up. They're kind of like suffragettes without intelligence, integrity, or cause. Bubbles and Chad, suffragettes were women who fought really hard women to have the right to vote. They were force-fed and hosed and put in jail. The Kardashians are nothing like the suffragettes. If they were like them, they would be like them, but since they're not, that's called sarcasm. Do you know that Kim Kardashian got a book deal? Do you know this? I was an English major, I was a journalist, and she got a book deal. What is this book? A coloring book? What is this book? What is this book? She's so vapid, she has to bring a ghostwriter to her book signings. Normally a ghostwriter writes the entire book, but she can't sign her name. I come with subtitles for the kids. Subtitles for the kids. Subtitles. Subtitles for the kids. I try to help people. I help people. That's what I do. Now, listen, I judge people. I do. I judge people. It gives me hours of pleasure, and I'm never going to stop. Now, I used to want to be a better person, but I found it exhausting. And people will say to me all the time, they'll say, Maureen, because that's my name. They will say, Maureen, you should never judge another person until you have walked a mile in their shoes. Ever hear that line of crap? All right, well, let me remind all of you. I am the daughter of a New York City garbage man. I have walked in other people's shoes. To it. Here's my real gift. My true gift. Who talks like that? My true gift. I'm a motivational speaker. So I help people. I help that right? Right. Focus. Here's the deal. It doesn't matter how old or ugly a man is, as long as he is wealthy or famous, he will get a hot chick to the day he dies. Women, we have a shelf life of about 35, 40 with good refrigeration. I did not make this up. I learned this decades ago from Anna Nicole Smith, my spiritual advisor. Anna was married to an octogenarian in a wheelchair. That's a man in his 80s. He hadn't walked since Watergate. That was the political crisis in our country in the 1970s. Well, they're young and in love, and they're, you know, I gotta help them. Anna was voluptuous, gorgeous. He couldn't move on his own. Anybody seen the inequity? Anybody? 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 Okay. Over for me. I feel like Canada. I have so much to offer, but nobody gives a crap. I don't think think it's over for me, but people treat me like that. Okay, I'll give you an example. What did I get for my birthday? Somebody gave me a bread maker. A bread maker. So that I could make my own loaves of bread. Because that's what I want to do. I want to make my own loaves of bread. That's why my mother came to America. So I could make my own loaves of bread. Spending $3 at the ShopRite was killing me. But thanks to your gifts, I can now spend 5 hours kneading and rolling dough. Maybe next year, maybe, you could give me a pig and a chicken and we can make bacon and eggs. Wouldn't that be fun? Good times. Let's do that. Fun. Do you know whose fault it is that women like me are getting bread makers? Martha Stewart. She won't go away. She won't. We put her in jail, but she comes out. And the problem with putting her in jail is she gets street cred when she comes out. Yo, yo, M dog. And in America, when you do the wrong thing, you get rewarded. That's the way it works. So she comes out. She gets a rewarded with another cooking show with that rapper who likes the weed.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg. He brings the pot. She brings the pan. That's what happens. That's how they make it work.
Join us for more Dry Bar Comedy Stage every week here on That Kevin Show.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome one of Christian music's rising stars, the one and only Torrin Wells.
Everything happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. 'Cause it ain't even faith till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallow. Oh, you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. 'Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. If it feels like you're going down now, the story isn't over.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.